Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Million Dollar Body Podcast, the intersection of physical success, financial success, time freedom, and adventure. I'm Nate Palmer. In case you just listened to this on a podcast and not watching the full-fledged multimedia experience on YouTube or in the Facebook community, I am almost naked today, coming to you live to show you two things. Number one, I practice what I preach, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't intend on giving up now, so I am totally fine showcasing the efforts of the last decade. Number two, I want you to see the difference between how we train back width, how do we make our back look and appear wider, grow our lats, and how do we train back thickness, make ourselves thicker front to back, training some of the scapular retraction on our posture muscles. These are two separate things. Most people only train one variation of them. And in fact, I was doing this wrong even up to like 8-9 years into my training career. It took some coaching to get me back to a technical place of mastery where I'm now doing this correctly. And I've seen some of the best gains I've ever had in the last 2 years training with this method in mind. So if you're just listening along, I'm going to try to walk through this, but if you're like, I still don't quite understand what he's saying, make sure you go check out the YouTube or check out the video in the Facebook community. Get there by going to n8trainingsystems.com/group, or the YouTube video will be in the show notes as well. So the big thing that we want to remember when we're training our lats, that's when we're looking for that V-shaped physique. You're going to be able to see your lats from the front. You see a lot of people like that's how they pose on Facebook or, you know, like in muscle building competitions, bodybuilding shows, you'll see them flexing their lats and you're like, wow, that guy's got is really wide, right? And so a wide upper body with a paired with a narrower waist makes you look more aesthetically pleasing. It just is what it is. If you look up the golden ratio, you'll see a little bit more about that on how to actually, what numbers or what's like how wide or narrow you have to be to achieve that perfect golden ratio that is found in nature and helixes and stuff like that. So, and also in Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It doesn't matter. Moving on. So the first thing I want to talk about is how do we train our lats? And then I'll talk about how to train back thickness. So let's talk about training back width. Okay. So I'm going to showcase two different exercises and two different ways to perform those exercises. The first is going to be your standard issue lat pull down. Okay. So I'm going to kind of scoot away a bit and I'm going to bring my microphone with me. So hopefully we're just picking it up as we go. I ran over my microphone with my office chair a while back. And so ever since then, it's been like, I don't really like working for you anymore. So with a standard lat pull down, what you see a lot of people at the gym do is they arch their back really big and they pull their elbows way down behind. Now what we want to do to really actively engage the lats, that's the muscles you can see kind of like right on the wide part of the back. We want to be able to pull, we think about pulling our elbows down to our hips. So pulling down like that, okay? So now a lot of people are like, well, isn't that cheating it? Isn't that cutting the rep short? No, not actually, because the lat is really only responsible for pulling down to here. And after you pull the elbow back behind the back any farther or past midline, you stop using the lat. You start using a little bit more of actually the tricep, the rear delt, and the rhomboids to do that movement. Again, nothing wrong with doing a little bit bigger range of motion. It all depends on what we want to train here. So with a lat pull down, here's how we want to make sure that we're doing this in a way that's going to hit lats. And by the way, you can do this single-handed, double-handed. It doesn't matter. The single-handed lat pull down is probably one of my favorites because it allows a little bit more focus and a little less weight. So what it looks like is this. Pull down to the hips. Keep your body almost leaned forward and a slight crunch in the abs. If you want to make this more effective, what I really recommend is holding at the bottom for a strong two count all the way down at the bottom and then back up. Especially if you're like, man, I just don't feel this in my lats. Hold there and try to see if you can isolate it. Okay. What we want to do is we want to feel this kind of underneath our armpit going down the side right in here and not necessarily in our upper back. Okay. So that's how we do a lat pull down. Again, by pulling our elbow to our hip. That is always going to be the way we're going to try to isolate here is get the elbow to the hip and don't pull back any further. That is going to really train the lat over anything. Again, nothing wrong with the other versions, but if we're trying to train our lats, this is how we do it. The second exercise that I see people do all the time is a dumbbell row. Now, here's how we do a lat version of the dumbbell row. Again,
We get in that position and then we pull our elbow back to the hip and we don't pull any farther. So once we get our elbow to the hip, we don't need to lift it up any higher or do that lawnmower pull where we're really pulling up and back. So grabbing the weight, drive the elbow to the hip, and then release back down. It's almost a pendulum motion versus that lawnmower just like up and down. So pull the elbow back to the hip. It doesn't have to be quite as long of a range of motion. Pull it back and release, okay? So that's how we train our lats in both a dumbbell row variation and a lat pull down. So you're gonna see how we do that from a horizontal rowing as well as like a vertical pulling type of maneuver. We can train the lat in both ways, okay? And there's slight differences in like what section of the lat you're training, whether you're pulling from here, whether you're pulling from here, whether you're pulling from lower, like a low pull or a low cable row. They train all different aspects of the lat. You need all of them to, if you really want to have a complete physique. But for now, just start, if you've never done a session like this before, just start by trying to figure out how it feels to work your lats. Most of us just don't have that, okay? Now, I want to talk about how to train your back thickness. Thickness is amazing. You heard it here first. Because when you're training thickness, back thickness, you're actually going to be working a lot on your posture. You're pulling your shoulder blades back. And in today's world, where we spend so much of our time on the computer, on the phone, bent over, hunched forward, our shoulders rolled forward, what we want to really be doing is pulling ourselves up and back and creating a really nice posture. So we just sit like this most of the time. People with better posture have more energy. They feel better. They have more confidence. And when you walk into a room, people notice you more. It gives you more charisma. So here's how we train back thickness. And here's what I like about this. Number one, you can train it. I'll show that with the dumbbell row first. So same pretty much setup. We're holding the dumbbell row. But rather than pulling back and keeping our elbow nice and tight to our hip like we did for the last one, what we're going to do is we're going to pull a little more of a 45 degree angle from our body and pull that elbow a lot higher, trying to squeeze up and behind our back. So this is a little bit more of that lawnmower pull, 45 degrees with our shoulder. Pull up high, squeeze, pull up, squeeze. Anytime you get a chance to do a dead stop on a row or any exercise in that contracted position, in your squeeze position, you're going to be doing a much better job of actually engaging those muscles. So if you're ever not feeling it quite effectively or appropriately, just try holding at the squeeze. So whether that's a pull down, a pull up, a push up, whatever, triceps, hold that squeeze position until you feel that those muscles start warming up. And sometimes it'll take a couple reps. So don't be afraid to give it another one or two warm-up sets here, okay? So that's how we work thickness. My favorite exercise for this is actually the prone dumbbell row where your chest is on a bench and you're pulling back. That way you can really brace against something and pull your elbows as far behind your back as possible. Now, a lot of people will say, well, you can't train your other muscles of your back with a lat pull down. It's a lat pull down, it's for the lats. And that's actually incorrect. Most people at the gym that you see working on a lat pull down machine are training their lats very, very slightly. They're mostly training upper back thickness. So what that looks like is if you're trying to train your upper back thickness, you just kind of do it how everyone else does it. Well, what we want to do is we want to lean way back, arch our back, and then pull the elbows way behind our back right here, okay? Again, not pulling elbows to hips, but pulling behind our backs, squeezing right there, okay? And if you can feel your shoulder blades coming together, if you can feel like someone could appear to put a piece of paper between your shoulder blades, and you feel it squeezing back there and pinching, that means you're doing it right, okay? So I just wanted to go live with this quick tip on this first ever inaugural Naked Garage podcast and save you a year of your life in the gym. Because if you want to really have an impressive physique, what we need to be working on, like I said before, I did a podcast called Dad Bod to Greek God. I talked about the three muscle groups that you need to be training in order to make your physique look exceptional. One of those, side delts, it's going to help you give that again, that the proportions, the ratios that you want. Number two, lats, make sure you can see your back muscles from the front. That's going to really give you that good V-shaped taper that you're looking for. And then the last one is triceps. Okay. Most people train 2-inch biceps, not enough triceps. So getting the triceps involved is going to just make take your physique to the next level and give you some really good results physically, looking in the mirror with your progress pictures, without having to make massive, massive changes to your weight or have to gain a ton of muscle. So it's basically the shortest path to the way you want to look. So wanted to go live today, do this podcast and talk about how you can achieve that with just a simple tweak to your back exercise technique. Hope you're having an amazing day. Hope this has been really beneficial to you. If it has, please share this. Tag me on Facebook, on Instagram, Million Dollar Body Method. Tag me on Facebook or invite anyone else to the community that you could feel like would benefit from this, because we're only talking about the real shit here. None of that fake BS. You'll never hear me tell you to pick up skinny tea. With that, have an amazing day. Talk to you later.
I really hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, if you're looking to unlock your body's natural energy production, fat burning machine, there are three ways that I can help you out for free. Number one, go to n8trainingsystems.com/group to join the Million Dollar Body community. It's where I host workouts, challenges, a lot of cool stuff going on there. Number two, go to n8trainingsystems.com/book to get a free copy of the Million Dollar Body Method book. And number three, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, so that way we can get more influential guests and bring them back here so you can absorb those lessons as well.